One of the things that I have noticed about our services in these surroundings is that people seem to have taken advantage of these chairs to sit in a different place. Now, if there is one thing that distinguishes Episcopalians, it is that we always sit in the same place, unless someone else got there first. And even then, the newcomer might be asked to move over. Indeed, if you are not this morning in what I consider your regular place, I will not report you as absent. I know that when I look out at the congregation, which I do, I always notice if you are not in your regular spot. And if you're not, I'm liable to comment to you about that. Now, if you've been in your regular pew as long as I have been around this place, you will probably remember my having called to your attention the fact that I only came into the Episcopal Church as a college student, having been baptized and raised in a very appropriate Calvinistic body. There was an Episcopal Church in that town, but it had only half a dozen members, even if one of them was one of my maiden many aunts. Now today, I understand baptism to be the moment when one becomes a member of the church. Now I was baptized as an infant, even in that Calvinist tradition. It wasn't the case of my becoming a member of the church. I joined the church, so to speak, when I was 9 years old. And I received as a token of that occasion this small New Testament Bible in which the baptizing pastor, whose name I have long since forgotten, if I ever knew, has written, presented in honor and in remembrance of your decision to follow Christ, dated June the 6th, 1937. I have always wanted to be a good priest. Sometimes I was, and sometimes I wasn't. But I never changed my mind about that, wanting to be a good priest. In the movie entitled Saving Private Ryan, Captain John Miller and his squad of Army Rangers have been sent to search for Private James Francis Ryan. All three of Private Ryan's brothers had already been killed in action, and he was to be sent home to spare his parents any further grief. And as they searched for Private Ryan in the French countryside, the squad's own casualties began to mount. And with each loss, the survivors questioned the worth of their sacrifice. If you know the story, Private Ryan, of course, is found eventually, by which time almost all of his rescuers have been killed. His deliverance follows a bloody battle on a bridge they were fighting to save. And when the battle and fighting finally ends, Private Ryan bends over the body of his now mortally wounded Captain Miller to hear the captain's last words. "Earn this," the captain ordered. "Earn this." The movie, as well as the book, closes with another scene some 50 years later with a now elderly James Francis Ryan standing in front of the cross marking the grave of Captain Miller in the American cemetery in Normandy. And he stands there remembering the sacrifices that saved his life and wondering whether indeed he had earned it. "Tell me," he said to his wife standing there beside him, "tell me, have I earned it?" The cross reminds us that there was one who died and rose for us. Jesus did not die to convince God to love us, but he was willing to lay down his life, if that's what it took, to convince us that we are loved by God. And how we live is in response to God's love. The Christian life means living a life that is resurrected by love. It means living out the grace that we have been given, not earned, the grace which we could never deserve, but which we can share. In the words of the collect for this day, may we be devoted to God with our whole heart and united with one another with pure affection. Now, it is difficult for me to hear these words, united to one another with pure affection, when there are still children who have been torn from the arms of their parents and who now cannot be located by their abductors. Lord Jesus, grant us grace to remember for good the children who have been abducted and the parents who have been robbed of their children. Comfort them with a sense of your presence and bring them in safety once again to each other's arms.